How you doing, everybody? I'm Nina Taylor with this week's Gospel News. Jason Nelson was born and raised in Baltimore, Maryland. He's a worship leader, producer, multi-instrumentalist, and soulful contemporary singer-songwriter. He released his debut album, I Shall Live, in 2005. The self-released Brand New Day arrived in 2006 and was followed by Place of Worship in 2008. Nelson inked a deal with the popular gospel label Verity, a division of Sony, for 2013's well-received Shifting the Atmosphere. Jason pastors the Greater Bethlehem Temple Church, a thriving ministry in Randallstown, Maryland. However, he is one of the most recognized voices in gospel music and is considered to possess a rare gift in the body of Christ as he releases the power of the presence of God. Jason established his vocal status and exceptional anointing in 2005 with the release of his first solo project. As a songwriter, he wrote Marvin Sapp's title track to his Thirsty album. Jason Nelson also received a Stellar Award for Praise and Worship CD of the Year in 2013. Jason considers one of the greatest accomplishments in his life to be his family, his wife Tanya, his children Jalen, and Jason Christopher. Billed as one of gospel music's only authentic premier soul bands, Miami, Florida's Sincere draws inspiration from many artists, including The Temptations, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Men Condition, and The Mighty Clouds of Joy. Formed in 2003 by multi-instrumentalist, producer, composer, and arranger James Wright, the 10-member ensemble released their debut album, The Soul of Future Worship, in 2011, followed by a nationwide tour and appearances on The 700 Club, Bobby Jones Gospel, and TBN's 15th Street Live in New York City. In 2015, they released their sophomore full-length album, Kingdom Therapy, which peaked at number 13 on Billboard's Top Gospel Albums chart on the strength of the singles Love, Holla, and Faith Equals Happiness. Sincere kept the momentum going in 2018 with the release of God Family, The Band, which included the gospel radio hit When, and the holiday album A Sincere Christmas. The group continued to spread the good word via their signature blend of gospel, funk, soul, and contemporary R&B in 2025 with their single That's God, La La La. Let's continue on with our 2025 Stellar nominees. We left off at Category 5, Duo Chorus Group of the Year. The nominees are Dietrich Haddon featuring Demita and Tasha Page Lockhart, FKM, Fred Hammond, Keith Staten, and Marcus Cole, Ted and Sherry, and the group Fire. Category 6, New Artists of the Year. The nominees are Adia, Bobby Lane, Josh Bracey and Power Anointed, Micah Lee, and Montre Tinsdale and the Friends Chorale. Category 7, Album of the Year, I Got Away, Pastor Mike Jr., Live, Breathe, Fight, Tamela Mann, More Than This, CeCe Winans, The Healing Project, Kenny Lewis and One Voice, and You Belong Live in Durham, Jason Nelson. Category 8, Choir of the Year. The nominees are Bishop S.Y. Younger, the Chicago Mass Choir, Ricky Dillard, and the Mississippi Mass Choir. Category 9, Producer of the Year, Dana Sori, Jason Nelson for You Belong Live in Durham, Fred Hammond, Keith Staten, Marcus Cole, Paul Wright III, and Ray Hammond for Time Capsule, J. Drew Sheard, Karen Clark Sheard for the album Still Karen, Michael McClure Jr. and David Outing II for I Got Away, and Stan Jones, Jerry Mannery, Jerry Smith, and David R. Curry Jr. for the Mississippi Mass Choir, We Still Believe. Category 10, Contemporary Duo Chorus Group of the Year. The nominees are Dietrich Haddon featuring Demita and Tasha Page Lockhart, Red Hands, The Three, Ted and Sherry, and the group Fire. Well, that's your partial list of the 2025 Stellar nominees and your gospel news. I'm Nina Taylor, reminding you to connect with me on all social media outlets. You'll find them on my website at msninataylor.com. Now, let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.